This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from the BBC. Thank you very much for downloading it. You get a brand new one while we're off on holiday every single day. Right, this is where we sent Laura out on the streets to right some wrongs. Here she is, Laura the Vigilante.
Radio 1 Podcast.
We were speaking
to
Jane.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And you're annoyed with your son Stephen, aren't you?
Yeah.
Remind us why.
Because he's always late for his dinners.
And dinner's at 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Always at 6 o'clock. It's the only time the family get together.
And how old is Stephen?
Stephen's 15.
Is this the only thing he does wrong? That he's always just late for his tea? Apart from that, he's a good lad.
Yeah, he's a good lad otherwise, yeah. But it'd be nice to have him home at 6.
But he's not on time, ever?
Ever, right. ever.
So, if dinner's at 6, what normal time would he come in?
Round about 7.
So he totally misses it? He misses the whole dinner?
Absolutely.
Is it always in the... Have you always put it in the dog?
Or in the bin.
In the bin.
So you've run out of patience now, haven't you?
I have.
Which is why you want the help of Laura the Vigilante.
Yes, please.
She does fight big social injustices.
Now tell us where Stephen is normally instead of being at home with his family having his dinner.
Well, he normally hangs out with his friends, usually around the local Starbucks.
And they're always there, are they?
Yep.
Just hanging around, okay. Right, I think we should get Stephen back for dinner. What do you think?
Yes, please.
This may be the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to your son.
That's okay, he won't listen to me, so...
You could be making it worse. He's a 15-year-old boy you're about to embarrass on radio. In front of his friends.
Well, then it'll teach him a lesson.
I love it. Laura?
Yeah?
Tell us where you are.
I'm in the Starbucks at the moment.
Okay. And can you see any hoodlums hanging around outside?
Yeah, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Are they all wearing hoodies?
Yeah.
Looking like trouble?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like you to walk out of the shop.
Okay.
And ask if one of them is called Stephen.
I don't think this is a very good idea for Stephen.
All right, hang on, I just have to go out. Wait a minute.
Oh, imagine if you were him right now. Think
it's
about
not
it.
Going to help his credibility, is rubbish. It, really, with his friends?
Ooh. No. Right. Okay, you're outside?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like you to go and ask if one of them is Stephen.
Okay.
And tell him he's late for his tea.
Okay, hang on.
Use some language from the streets.
Yo.
Okay, I'm just going up to them now. Excuse me, yo dudes, how's it hanging? Is one of you Stephen?
Stephen?
Yeah.
So Stephen's there now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, if you could tell him he's late for his tea.
Okay. My name's Laura, and I'm an actual vigilante, and I'm just here to tell you, Stephen, that you're actually late for your tea at the moment.
Yeah. If you could say to him his dinner's been ready at 6 every day, and he's always late, and it's not fair on his old mum.
Your dinner's actually been ready for you at 6 o'clock every night this week, and you haven't been there, and it's really not fair on your mum. So, are you going to go home?
Nope. Is he showing any signs of caring?
Not really.
Right, tell him who he's dealing with, Laura.
Right, listen, dude, I'm an actual vigilante and you really don't want to push me too far.
It's a vigilante.
Somebody is trying to put right what you're doing wrong.
What's he doing now?
He's looking at me.
If you could say to him, excuse me, I might have to pop a cap in your ass.
Okay. Excuse me, but I don't think you want me to pop a cap in your ass.
Good. Good.
Ghetto.
Yo, ass.
Okay, Laura, this is no good. It's time to let rip.
Okay.
You know what it means.
Okay.
Out comes the secret weapon. Go, Laura.
Excuse me, everybody, but this is Stephen. His mum makes his dinner for him every day at 6 o'clock, and he never goes home for his dinner. Now, which one of you thinks that he should go home? This one here is Stephen. I'm going to stand here and tell everybody until this boy here, Stephen, goes home and gets his actual tea.
Is it working?
He's just walked off.
Are people looking at you in a strange way?
Yeah, but that's normal.
Right, I think Stephen might be going home for his tea, maybe.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good work, Laura.
Well done, Laura.
Come back.
Thank you.
So how embarrassed would you be if you were Stephen right now?
Very.
Imagine there you are, you know, hanging with your homies outside Starbucks. How posh is he? And then Laura turns up with her megaphone. Go home for your tea. Excuse me. Yo, dudes. Now, I want Laura the Vigilante to speak to more 15-year-olds. I think this is something that could become a regular feature.
I
like it. I like it when she speaks the language. Mm. I might pop a cap in your ass.
Excuse
Love it.
Me.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.